The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Yes, on a week that we found out which city will be hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2017, we are going to celebrate the world's greatest singing competition once again here on Forest FM 92.3 with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Ariel Grace there, with Feel the Passion, Albania 2011, sadly not qualifying from the first semi-final. Shocking, unbelievable. Well, I actually thought that that was almost a strong contender to qualify back in 2011, but it didn't. The performance was amazing. Ariel Grace sang out so well too. Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, I haven't listened to it very often since 2011, to be honest. And I was driving to work in Eastleigh on Friday morning, and all of a sudden it came up on my iPod while I was driving. And there it came on, and I found myself singing along to it and thinking, how on earth did this not qualify? It really did confuse me back then. I was like, this is so not right. But especially how Albania almost seemed unstoppable back in those days. So, you know, you get what you get, sadly, obviously. But especially when it comes to the semi-finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. So we'll go to another semi-final in 2012. And again, and I was shocked that this didn't even qualify either. It was in 13th place out of 18 in semi-final 2. And Hungary qualified in 10th place, but in 11th place, Switzerland just missed out. Sinplus with Unbreakable. And in 12th place was the Finnish entry, sung in Swedish from Pernilla Karlsson, Nal Jar Brundar. And then in 13th place is the Israeli entry, which we're going to hear right away, right now. This is a really cool group. They're called Isabo. And the song is called Time, Israel 2012.
If I stay, at least I hear him.
The party's over now, the party's over now. At least that dream is over now. He's sitting next to me. Our life ain't better.
party's going on, and he was mine, seems really to enjoy it. I hear him whisper sweet words, but not to me. I wonder, am I really dreaming?
The party's over now, the party's over now. At least I dream it's over now. You're sitting next to me, and we do both agree our life ain't bad at all. Yes, the party's over now. One of those bad dreams suddenly came over me, but now I feel at ease. Yes, the party's over now. One of those bad dreams suddenly came over me, but now I feel at ease.
The party's over for the Netherlands in 1976, coming ninth with 56 points. That's Sandra Rima. Went on to represent the Netherlands also in 1972 and 1979. 1979 is probably my favourites of hers, with the song Colorado. And we'd have to we'll have to not only sing along to that, but listen along to that in a future show here on the Eurovision Showcase. Well, welcome to the show anyway. My name's Kieran Tussie. I'm with you every Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. Check out our awesome website, forestfm.co.uk, for all the details about our station and some fantastic shows on this station too. You can keep in contact with the show, this show, the ESC Showcase, by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also liking our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Indeed. Also, you can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com, and you can get in contact with your dedications, requests, questions, anything like that. You're more than welcome. We have a request for Sadie Trent coming up very soon here on the Eurovision Showcase. But next up, we are heading over to the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest, which was in Oslo in Norway, and what a wonderful contest it was too. And we're going to hear a remix of the Norwegian entry on home soil. This is Didrik Solentagen with My Heart Is Yours.
You are like a sunset behind a mountain somewhere, and when I cannot see, I know you're still there, because my heart
are far apart, I'm by your side. This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Quiero ser tu dueña en noches de eternidad, perdida en todo tu cuerpo, atrapada en la oscuridad. Quiero ser la esclava en noches de ser.
Mi obsesión, my obsession from the Spanish Ashes Final 2004. A bit of good old Europop there. Amazing stuff. And Divina was one of the favourites in the Spanish Ashes Final, and a lot of diehard Eurovision fans at the time wished that went to Istanbul to represent Spain, but sadly that didn't happen. And Ramon went there and came 10th, so not to be... to think that that's a negative, because coming 10th is, I mean, certainly for British standards, would be quite wonderful. Right, it's now time for this.
Rob's Random Request.
Part of the show which my partner Rob picks a year out of random, a country out of random, we glue them together and we find what type of Eurovision song are we going to play randomly on the Eurovision Showcase. And we're heading over to the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest. And this song famously thought that, well, why don't we try and promote some electrical musical instrument company over and over again. And it came last in the 92 Eurovision Song Contest, 23rd, with only 4 points. So it didn't get nil point, but almost did. Yes, it's from Pave Malayan, and the song is called Yama Yama. And I could almost guarantee that this song is going to stick in your head probably until you go to bed tonight. So Finland, 1992.
Dance with me, make me lose my way.
Zoddy Aldok there with Dance With Me for Hungary in 2009. Well, still to come after the next song, we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. Also, a little bit later on, we'll have Live and Kicking, where we play a live song from the actual Eurovision Song Contest itself, as well as requests from Sadie Trent. Now, our next song comes from Melody Festival in 2016. We've yet to play it on this year's Eurovision Showcase, and it has to be done because it's almost a cult classic for any Melody Festival fan. And it shocked the audience, and that's probably why it came last in Melody Festival's grand final, who knows, but it's a lot of fun anyway, this song. It's from Samir and Victor. It's Badna Nakanar.
Prova värde upp och ner, ändå står vi här och ler. Festen den är nu igång, sjunger med i våran sång. Kom nu alla sköna, dansa hela natten lång. Hatarna får hata, det spelar faktiskt ingen roll. För vi ska bada nakna på Sergels torg och leva livet utan sorg. Vi ska bada nakna så alla ser. Oh, 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 oh. Kom och festa här med oss. Du och jag ska flacka loss. Vi ska bada nakna på Sergels torg.
Vi ska bada. Vi ska bada
vad livet ger. Sverige är vårt högkvarter. Det finns en plats för alla här, oavsett vem du än är. Kläderna får ryka, för nu är våra fest igår. För vi ska bada nakna på Sergels torg och leva livet utan sorg.
It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news today, Sunday, the 11th of September 2016. The European Broadcasting Union and the National Television Company of Ukraine have revealed that the city chosen to host the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest in 2017 will be Kyiv. The city fought off strong competition from Odessa and Dnipro to host the Eurovision Song Contest following Jamala's win in Sweden this year with her song 1944. Kyiv, located in the north central part of Ukraine on the Dnieper River is a modern city with everything visiting fans will need, from hotels and easy transport links to beautiful architecture, green spaces, nightlife and rich history. The city has shown itself to be a worthy host after hosting the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest. For further details, stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase and the weeks and months ahead. And also on Saturday night, Ukraine selected its junior participant for Junior Eurovision 2016. For the latest news on that, head over to eurovoir.com. The television company DR in Denmark has revealed that they have received a record number of entries for 2017's Dansk Melody Grand Prix. A total of 1,115 songs have been submitted for the contest, an increase on last year's 982, which itself was a record high. And it appears that despite having failed to reach the Eurovision final for the past 2 years, the Danish interest in the Eurovision Song Contest is stronger than ever. And finally, in Norway's national final, Melody Grand Prix, the international juries are set to make a return. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiet, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3.
Let's go. The Eurovision Depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici, à la recherche d'un paradis. Dans un pays, loin d'ici, on chante.
Hello, this is Dean.
Anna Galal.
And we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song, Ljubavje. Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavna, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Again, the walls now paper thin, and soon the sun's breaking in. Don't you know, and oh, how the world is not always true. Still my truth will remain, and you will be braver and start anew. I know, and oh. Keep your
are. That's Can Lynn featuring Katie Smith with Heartbeat. That was the Irish Eurovision entry for 2014. And I bet you already knew that, couldn't you? Yes, you can tell with the instruments in the background. Yes, I'm sure. Right, eho. Now, I'm sure some of you aren't aware, but in Eurovision, in various semi-finals and even just before the semi-final and the grand final sometimes, they do test runs and stand-in rehearsals just to check camera angles, etc. And most of the stand-in rehearsals for this year's Eurovision Song Contest are all up on YouTube. And it's fascinating to see. It really is. Now, one of my favourite stand-in rehearsals from relatively a generic singers out there from the host country going and singing the songs, basically. And I was blown away by this performance from a young Swedish singer called Isabel Lahm. Now, she's from Avesta in Sweden, and she has an incredible voice. And I loved her performance of the Macedonian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And shockingly, she sang it almost, I think, absolutely perfect in Macedonian too. And she's Swedish. And I don't think that she has any Macedonian roots or anything like that. But I thought that this was amazing. So, from the Eurovision Song Contest stage 2016 in Stockholm, here is Isabel Lahm singing Calliope's Macedonian entry from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and it's called Donna. Enjoy this one.
Сите малечки нехта во најмногу вреди. Сите големи мисли од цел мој свет. И кога на срце вертам ти си.
Silna znaj, od dana, veru baj. na 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 na, bin heute lang. Jetzt kommt der geile Rhythmus, halt dich fest und schnall dich an, denn alle tanzen jetzt Con-Con, okay? Noch irgendwann Con-Con.
Con-Con, bis die Fetzen fliegen. Con-Con, was ist schon dabei? Hey, dance up, come on baby, hands up. Everybody stands up, das geht nie vorbei. Con-Con, immer, immer wieder.
Oh, yeah.
Con-Con, mach dich richtig high.
Okay.
Hey, don't say, das ist deine Chance. Hey, tanzen wie ein Corsair, was ist schon dabei?
Alright. Komm mal baby, zeig mal wie das geht. Ich find das wirklich heiß. Triff die Beine in den Himmel und die Liebe ist dein Preis. Everybody's happy, come on and clap your hands. Na mach schon Baby, komm schon Baby, give me one more dance.
Immer cool, man, keine Panik, heute Nacht ist alles live. Und morgen sind wir für die Insel reif.
Haven't been scarred by that too much. That was from Ball House, and the song is called Con Con. That was in the German Eurovision National Final in 1998. Yes. Just imagine that going to Eurovision on the stage in Birmingham instead of Gildo Horn. I mean, my goodness me. Shock horror. Again, it's one of those videos that you must check out on YouTube. I mean, the performance is absolutely hilarious. So, Ball House, Can Can. Or, as the Germans say, Con Con. Yes. Right. Okay, it's now time for this. Yes, it's time for this week's edition of Live and Kicking, where we play a live rendition of a Eurovision Song Contest song here on the radio, here, Eurovision Showcase, Forest FM. And we're heading to the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland. It was in the Point Theatre, as commonly now known as the O2 Dublin. Yes, it is. And we are heading to the Polish entry that came second in its debut. Yes, this is Ednedia Gudniak with Tony Yar, which in English means I did not enjoy.
Środka ksiądz. Czuć mam łez moich łez, tylu łez. Jestem gotowy kochać. Wiem, zanim w popiół się zmienię, chcę być wielkim płomieniem. Chcę się wzbić ponad światem, ogrzeć niebo.
How epic was that? Tony Yar by Edneta Gudniak, Poland, 1994. Okay, it's time for a request for Sadie Trent. Thank you, Sadie, for your request, and it's the United Kingdom entry in 1980. Love this, Prima Donna, Love Enough for Two.
If there's a place in your heart for me, there's a room in my place for you, 'cause I've got love enough. Yes, I do. You've got a very special kind of style. There's something in your eyes each time you smile. So tell me you can stay for just a while and love me too. If there's a place in your heart for me, there's a room in my place for you, 'cause I've got love enough.
Thank you very much, Sadie, for your request. That was Prima Donna, Love Enough for Two, United Kingdom 1980, coming third with exactly 100 points. And Sadie Trent's going to be lucky enough to meet Kate Robbins very soon. She's one of the lead singers there in Prima Donna, so I am very jealous. Now, before we head out of the show this week, let's take a look back at this awesome song.
There stands a child with an innocent face, a reflection of love in the midst of a war. She sheds a tear close, she can't understand why the fighting began, and if it's worth fighting for. Our eyes were closed and we lived in the dark, but the time has arrived to awaken the night. In time she'll see that we'll get through the pain, until love reigns supreme. We must look to the light. If we get to the heart, we will get to the truth, and together we'll stand for the future of youth. After all we've been through, and we sometimes feel low, 'cause we know deep inside there's a long way to go. So we move on with a force that is strong, to embrace what is right and to right what is wrong. If we get to the
was Sandrine Francois with After the Rain, Il Fond du Temps, France 2002. Probably my favourite Eurovision Song Contest song of all time. Yes, I have just said it. Yes, it's a contender for Birgitta Hogdal there, and her song Open Your Heart for Iceland 2003. But yes, there we go. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Tuttitt, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Make sure you join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. British summer time. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and you can like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Get in contact with your dedications and requests, and also you can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. You can download this show as a podcast from the Tuts Network or the Trending Topics Network on iTunes or any podcast app. And also you can listen to us via Mixcloud. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.